Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. We put politics, we put culture, we put personal development in a blender, mix it all up, and it spits out a special delivery of underdog stuff. Shout out to all the underdogs going on the journey today. Let's kick into the show. And I actually want to start it off with this.
Lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
Dr. Martin Luther King, one of the great Americans of all time, and one of the great Black Americans of all time. You know, I wish that every day was like the weekend. Weekends are cool, right? They're a time for hopefully recharging. They're a time for I look to get some work done. Run some errands. You know, balance. I get to do my radio show. I wish that I could live every day, all 7 days a week, with the responsibility, with the balance that I often live on the weekend. Valentine's Day is coming up. And a lot of folks start to get all dismissive, get very, very bit uppity. Not, you know, in a way of like, I don't need to be told to tell someone I love them. I love my loved ones 365 days of the year. I don't need Valentine's Day. It's man-made. It's commercial. Forcing me to spend money on chocolates and flowers. Mother's Day. You ever have people in your life? Mother's Day is BS. Don't tell me when I need to show my mother love. I love her all the time, year round. I don't need reminders. Well, guess what? You sound crazy. Because I don't know about you, but I'm no robot. I wish that I could live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as if each day was the weekend and I had all the balance and range of spending time with family, getting work done, working out. I wish that I could live like every day was the weekend. And while I strive to love my loved ones 365 days of the year, there's days when I'm mad, days when I'm sad, days when I'm just focused on me. And I don't always actually love my loved ones as well as I should every day. And so what I've learned to do is not get so mad at these holidays. Or not get so mad at the weekends. Because what I've learned is there are triggers. The weekend triggers in my mind that if I haven't taken care of myself Monday through Friday, that here's an opportunity to do it on Saturday and Sunday. While I love my loved ones, it's special when one of them has a birthday because I get to celebrate them. My mom may know that I love her, but on Mother's Day, I get to say it one more time. Say it with emphasis. To really acknowledge her and show my appreciation for her. So for all y'all hating on Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, the weekend celebrations, I say to you, stop it. Embrace it. Because people like to be acknowledged and celebrated. So guess what I'm going to do? I hear you, underdogs. I know that Black history is America's history. I know America's history is Black history. I know that we get to celebrate how special we are. And you know I'm all about rediscovering how special we are in the world, especially underdogs. And the Black American has been one of the groups that has had the odds stacked against them. And so while I know we get to celebrate each other 365 days of the year, I'm not mad and I'm not going to fight with the fact that we get an opportunity to do what we do on the weekends, to do what we do with Mother's Day, to do what we do on birthdays. And that's give an extra special shout out of appreciation and acknowledgement. So as a result, we're not going to step over the fact that it's February and it's Black History Month. And so I'm going to take a little bit of time today before we dive into the rest of the show and talk about Black History Month. Because I can, because I should, and we are. All right. The history of Black History Month. It began in 1926. As Negro History Week by Carter G. Woodson. And then eventually it morphed into a month long celebration of the achievements made by African and African Americans at a time to recognize their role that they played in U.S. history. As I've been saying, American history and Black history, they are tied together. And 42 years ago, President Ford made it official that the United States would recognize Black History Month. And also, it is a celebration that happens around the world in many countries, too. And every year, the President of the United States chooses a theme for Black History Month. Yeah, so that means number 45, Donald Trump has chosen a theme for Black History Month for 2018. Drum roll, please. Do you know what the theme for Black History Month that's come out of the White House for 2018 is? This year's theme is African Americans in times of war. I want to embrace the theme. I want to. But of all the things he could have chose, I hate when Republicans who always seem to be beating the path to war. And I know he's all about veterans and standing for the flag. And I'm frustrated. The Twitter in chief picked African-Americans at the time of war, probably to perpetuate his own agenda. We got the stuff with North Korea going on. All right, let me keep going. Let me catch my breath here. This year, Trump hasn't tweeted anything about Black History Month, but he did issue a proclamation that could be found online. His daughter, Ivanka, did tweet about Black History Month. So that sounds good, right? The Trumps making sure they acknowledge African Americans. But as you can probably guess, it probably didn't go well. Ivanka Trump tweeted, "During Black History Month, we celebrate heroes like Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we resolve to continue to bring greater equality, dignity, and opportunity to all Americans, regardless of race or background." You ever, and this is a rhetorical question because I actually think I know the answer to the question I'm about to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway. You ever been to a birthday party that's to celebrate a specific person's birthday? And would you walk up in the birthday and go, "Happy birthday. And we're here to party today for all the people in the world who have birthdays." That's kind of like what Ivanka Trump just said. "We're going to celebrate all the Black Americans. Actually, by the way, let's celebrate all Americans." There's a time and place for that. This wasn't the time. That wasn't the place. But I'm not going to let 45 rain on the parade. I'm not going to let the haters who hate weekends, the haters who hate Mother's Day, the haters who hate Valentine's Day. You're not a robot. I'm not a robot. I strive to do things 365 days of the year, but that's not the case. I don't always love my loved ones the way I should. The sun ain't always out. Sometimes it rains. And having myself or you or people in our lives feel appreciated, to be celebrated, means something. You know, they talk about happiness is something money can't buy. Oftentimes experiences, relationships, connection is what gives us the opportunity to choose being happy. And when we skip over opportunities like the weekends, when we skip over opportunities like Mother's Day, when we skip over opportunities like Black History Month, we miss the opportunity to fellowship together, to hang out together, to have shared experiences together. I'm not skipping over it. I know Black History Month should be 365 days a year, but right now we're celebrating this month. And even though I feel like Trump has an ulterior motive by choosing African Americans at times of war as the theme for Black History Month, I'll play along because this shout out ain't for him. It's for the Black Americans who fought in many wars for other people's freedoms, even though when they would come back home here to America, they weren't free. So shout out to folks like the Tuskegee Airmen, the first African-American airmen to serve in the U.S. Army Air Corps, now known as the Air Force. This was during World War II. They earned over 150 distinguished flying crosses, and they helped encourage the integration of the U.S. Armed Forces. Because up until then, sadly, it was thought that African Americans weren't smart enough to operate aircraft. And the reason why they called the Tuskegee Airmen is because they trained at the Tuskegee Army Airfield in Alabama and will become one of the most historic teams or figures in the military and in overall American history. So I'll play along with the theme of African Americans at War, which is a theme that Donald Trump chose for Black History Month. But I'm not playing along for Donald. I'm playing along to shout out all the folks, black Americans, who fought for a country that still at times was struggling to fight for them. And a special shout out to all my family members who have served in the military. I appreciate you. It's crazy, right? World War II, Tuskegee Airmen out there fighting for freedoms around the world, and then would come home to Jim Crow and legal segregation. I appreciate you, and I know the other underdogs appreciate you too. We can talk about the news that President Trump wants to honor African Americans at times of war, but you know we get personal about it here. So throughout the show, if you want to call in and shout out a black American that from the past or from the present that you want to celebrate and acknowledge, it's all right to do it here today. I kicked off the show talking about the fact that I personally at times have said things like Valentine's Day is a commercial day, is made up, forcing me to buy balloons and flowers and chocolates. Mother's Day, it's the man, it's capitalism, making me send my mom flowers. The weekend, forget a weekend, every day should be like Saturday and Sunday. Black history. Why is it only got to be 28 days, the shortest month of the year? That's messed up. We should be celebrating 365 days of the year. Well, guess what? I'm not a robot. And as much as I strive to love my loved ones every day, as much as I strive to have balance Monday through Friday in my work week, I fall down. I overwork myself. I have periods of being sad and at times caring more about myself than being able to go out and care for others. And so I've learned to embrace these triggers, these moments like Mother's Day, like Valentine's Day, like Black History Month. Because what I've learned is I think you too, because the truth is you too, like to be acknowledged. Like to be celebrated. Like to be appreciated. And so I'm not going to step over the fact that it's Black History Month. And this is a show for underdogs and my people. And we're going to acknowledge and appreciate the contributions of Black Americans to this country. And not get all mad about it. And later this month, you get to show your love to your loved ones on Valentine's Day. And then after that, make sure you show some love to your mom, Mother's Day, Father's Day. They're all just opportunities. The weekend, it's just an opportunity. It is Super Bowl Sunday. And it's reported that probably over 100 million people, households, will watch the game. I know there's been a lot of people who have opted out of watching football because they are taking a stand against the fact that the NFL refuses to employ Colin Kaepernick after he took a knee to take a stand for equality in policing and in the justice system, and specifically for Black Americans. And I know that it has been a very heated debate about patriotism, about free speech, about protesting. as MLK said, you know, we're still striving to have what's on that paper, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, still come to life. Still striving for that.
There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred.
I may still be a bit bitter, but I am grateful for Colin Kaepernick taking his stand. And for those who are choosing not to watch the Super Bowl and any football, I ain't mad at you. But I would like to not only acknowledge and celebrate Colin Kaepernick, but in the spirit of Black History Month in football, there is someone I do want to acknowledge and celebrate. And that's Dougie Williams. Shout out to all the folks who are doing stuff where even though you may not be attempting to be inspiration or be a mirror for folks, just know that the kids are watching. And every time you make something happen, like becoming a doctor, like Dr. Jameson or Dr. Bath, that there's other people who may look like you or have your experience that now look in the mirror and go, I can do it too. And there was a man who did that back in 1988. On January 31st, because up until Doug Williams playing for the Washington team in the NFL, until he directed the greatest offensive performance during a single quarter in NFL postseason history, putting up 35 points in one quarter against the Denver Broncos, who him leading the way for Washington would defeat the Denver Broncos 42-10 in the Super Bowl back in 1988. Why is it a big deal? Why is it a mirror? Because Doug Williams will become the first African-American quarterback to start and win a Super Bowl. And he will become the first African-American to be chosen to be the game's MVP. And why was it a big deal? Because at the time, there were a lot of people that thought a black man could not be a quarterback because they lacked the intelligence and the skill to be not only good football players, but to be the signal caller, to be the lead of a team. And what Doug Williams did for a lot of athletes, and I'm sure even athletes like Colin Kaepernick, is what Deborah alluded to when she talked about Dr. Mae Jameson and Dr. Patricia Babb, is that Doug Williams became a mirror for athletes, and especially black ones, that said, you don't have to be a running back or a wide receiver. You can be a quarterback and not just be one, but be historic and lead a team to the biggest accomplishment in its respective sport, and that is to be a champion. Shout out to Doug Williams.
I think for me, going to the Super Bowl and getting the opportunity to play is some of the dream that Martin Luther King is talking about. Not so much black and white, but the fact as an individual, as a person, and no matter who you are, what color you are, just get that same opportunity that everybody else gets.
Shout out to Doug Williams. With that, the big close. Just one closing thought. Don't hate holidays. Embrace them as opportunities to celebrate your loved ones, or people in your life, to fellowship, be together with folks. And we get to do that, I know, throughout the year. But why not embrace the fact that we have a month to celebrate those black Americans and African Americans? With that, big thank you to all of you underdogs out there for listening to the show.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs. Can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.